Want to feel more confident with your finances this year? If you have 60 seconds, I can show you how quick and easy it is to start building healthy money habits that could last you the entire year just by using Rocket Money. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link all your accounts and see your entire spending picture, your subscriptions, your upcoming bills, your due dates, everything. Step three, tap a subscription you don't use and cancel it. Boom! That's money back every single month. Step four, create a financial goal for something you want to save for, whether it be a vacation, a retirement account, or a pet's birthday. We don't judge. Now let the app automatically move small amounts of cash towards your goal. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you saved. Similar to the over 10 million members on the app that have saved up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Use the savings challenge as one step closer to feeling better about your finances today at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. One more time, it's rocketmoney.com/cancel.
We called HRMP. They're the best. They save us money. Go to HRP.net to learn more.
Who are you?
ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5, presented by Zata Jewelers. KFNC and KFNC HD2, Mont Belvieu, Houston. Listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show, The Bench with John Granato and Lance Erline on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
Well, Tony, Concept Mayhem, he says, I'd 100% trust Granato's speculation on who's the drinker for the Dolphins. It's like when the FBI brought in Hannibal Lecter to help them catch Buffalo Bill. Who better to get inside the head of the suspect?
Does that really count when you're off the drinking? Do you lose your powers?
I don't know. Yeah, I haven't drank in over 6 weeks now. Not a sip.
So I don't know if you're like, if that's like your kryptonite. Non-drinking removes those deductive powers from you.
I know this. I'm not hungover, so I think the cobwebs are out of my mind.
And then you'll just start building.
I'm not nearly as brash and brazen on the air is when I'm hungover.
Uh-huh.
So there is some kind of filter now.
One of our good friends, well, he's not really a friend. He just happened to work with us for a long time, said he always liked when it was Lent because it was better to do a show with you because you weren't as brash and brazen at the time.
And they didn't say things that
scared him.
Yeah.
But speaking of that.
But see, I really caught myself. Like the other day, we were talking about the Grambling volleyball team.
Yes, and that became a conversation piece during our text string, yeah.
Right, and I wanted to say, and I held myself back. But I mean, for those of you who don't know, the new volleyball coach at Grambling cut every player, every scholarship. Like I think there were 12 scholarships, I think, or I don't know. I think there's 15 scholarships maybe in volleyball. Whatever the case may be, she watched three practices and she said, you out, beat it, and she cut the whole team. And then, you know, my first thought was, well, what did they look like?
So you refrain, but then you just say it now.
But I did have the filter at the time.
But you allow, so you're congratulating yourself but still saying it?
Well, right, but I just want everybody to know that I feel good about me not saying it.
So you think it's better to say it out of context than in the context of the story?
Right, it's not in the context.
Hey, look, I didn't say it at the time, but this is what I would have said.
This is what I was thinking, and I didn't say it, so I'm proud of me.
Well, so now that you say that, it brings up a topic that probably loses a little bit of its luster because, as you said, you're not drinking. It's Lent. You're not going to drink. This is secondhand information. It was passed from someone, and then they passed it to me, so you can refute it or not. I got this from someone who handles your pest control.
Yeah.
That you paid way more money than you should have for the pest control service, and their reasoning was you did it from your phone, and you're likely drunk on the golf course, and that's what led to this. But since you don't drink during this time, that wasn't the reason. Can you explain? Are you just... Money bags, you don't care that you can toss away that type of money. I won't give out the money. It seems a little excessive for me to give that part of it. But you gave out a lot more money than you should
have. Well, here's what I did. I didn't put the decimal point in.
Okay.
So I gave thousands of dollars.
More than you should have.
Well, yeah. Like, I gave Well, 10 times what I should have given.
Yeah, you can name it. I'm not going to do
no.
it.
No. I gave, yeah, 10 times what I should have given.
Yeah.
Because I didn't put a decimal point.
How quickly did this correction occur? Did it actually hit your bank?
No, excuse me. I gave 100 times more than I should have.
Yeah, so did the... Yeah, I'm looking at it. How much is your pest control if it's only 10 times more?
It was 100 times more.
Yeah, so did it actually hit your account where there's like a missing...
I don't know. I didn't look.
That's... You're about... Yeah, because your money back. You
well, but no, because they took it off right away.
Immediately.
Immediately.
So if you were...
They contacted me and said...
Are you sure about this? Did you just pay us for the next 20 years?
Thanks to the tip. No, they called and said thanks to the tip.
Oh, yeah. It's a nice bonus during March or April, whenever you
did it. I didn't put the comma in, the decimal point in.
I'm looking at this money, and I'm like, it would be a much better story if you actually were drunk, but you're not drinking, so it's just a mistake. But I'm looking at this, I'm going, does he just not care?
I care. I'm not paying 100 times more for my pest control. No, but they were, and that's the great thing about McGrath Pest Control. They called me right away. They were honest.
Uh-huh.
And they said, hey, do you know what you did? You didn't put in a decimal point.
Hey, McGrath, he wouldn't have noticed for
at
least a month.
But I thought that they do that. They automatically? Should automatically do that.
Yeah, what kind? Did you do it on the app or online?
I did it online.
Okay. Hey, McGrath, next time, you wouldn't have noticed for like a month.
No, I wouldn't have noticed.
Yeah, don't worry.
And I'd have been like, hey, why is, what the heck?
You would have looked at your monthly spending, even if you do that. And what happened? Did I buy her a bag and I don't know about it?
No. Well, that's what I'm even saying. That.
I know. Even considering what the number is, I'm like.
No, I would have figured maybe that Prague vacation.
That trip cost you more than you thought.
It cost. Let's get Mark in here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Wants to talk about the NFL draft. What do you say, Mark?
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. How y'all doing?
Good morning. How are you?
I'm great. I'm happy to see you guys are on the air today. Dale, what a pleasant surprise to see you're back. I got to say, I'm tired of the disrespect you have towards the king of Houston sports radio, the Godfather. That is a father figure to you.
Is
he? You need to start respecting him.
Yep.
I deal with it throughout the years, and now you're back and you're doing it again.
Hey, Mark.
I'm starting a movement.
Let me tell you a story about that. Movement. You say father figure.
Yeah.
My family has listened, and they were in town last week, and my aunt goes, and my aunt was like, isn't that the guy who said he was your dad? I was like,
no, I didn't say I was your dad.
Possibly.
I said, where was your mom?
And then they're like, well, he pretty much said, you don't know where she was.
The life lessons that Johnny G can provide for you and already has provided for
you are
endless and valuable. And I hear you disrespecting them, and it just grounds my gears.
So I
need you to stop, and I need you to start saying yes, sir, to him.
Yes, sir.
How do you think the show would go every time he said something? I said yes, sir.
Need that.
That's
I put up with it for years when you were the producer, but now I'm putting a stop to it right now.
Thank you.
Well, good luck with that, Mark.
Thank you, Mark.
Anyway, back to my draft question. I would like to know what, you know, I'm going to give this to Dell, even though I just roasted him. Slam, you just got roasted. But I'd like to know what Dell thinks about the Texans' draft positions and what he thinks they should do with the 3rd and 13th pick. We've heard Johnny G and Lance go over it for the past few months, so I'd like to hear what his input is.
Well, in the words of Bill Simmons, F Mark!
Love Mark.
Yeah,
that's my guy.
I know, he loves you. I mean
he should.
He could stop tickling your undercarriage once. Hey, Mark. Take your tongue off his undercarriage. Relax. But yes, thank you, Mark, for the chiming in. Everything? First of all, I think you need to come away with the pass rusher. I don't know where you do that at. I've heard the conversations from you guys, whether it's at 3 or 13. Find yourself a pass rusher. I heard you guys talk about Lovie Smith and what he thinks. I think I would go corner and pass rusher. That would be my approach.
You want Sauce with the 3rd pick?
If you... Whatever you determine who's more valuable, but yeah, I'd probably take Sauce Gardner at 3. That's high for a corner in my eyes, but hearing Lovie Smith talk about it and how honest he was about the corner position, if he's your highest rated player available, I wouldn't play the game of let's go get a pass rusher here and then go find your second or third best corner at 13. I'm in favor of them going defense in the first. With the first two picks, I think you can find premium players there. I mean, your tackle, you would think you can find with Laramie, you can find enough the attack on the other side that can get you through the year. If just if you have to battle that out, whatever. But you have nothing at corner or pass rusher. That would be my approach. You can.
Yeah, I don't. We haven't talked about this really, that you have to get one offensive guy and one defensive guy. And I've heard that you don't get one side of the ball, or you do to make it. I that doesn't bother me. If you got a, I would much rather bolster one side of the ball and live with whatever. And you know, this is going to be a long term process. I don't care if the first three picks are all defense. I don't care if the first three picks are all offense.
Yeah,
get good on one side.
Their premium players do that.
Yeah.
And you'll have the capital. You can't fix everything in 1 year. So if you can go all in on one side and then say, okay, next year, whether it be a quarterback in the first round or a wide receiver in the first round, whatever decision you want to make about next year, maybe Davis Mills makes drafting a quarterback something you don't even need to worry about. Even better. You can go load up on offense in the first round next year. But go get elite players.
Yeah. If you take Neal or Icky, whatever, with the third pick, and then you go Olave.
Great.
And then you go Breece Hall.
I'd be fine with that.
I'd be fine with that.
Yeah, I don't care about dividing up, well, one for offense, one for defense. I don't care about that.
No, actually, I like getting good on one side.
Yeah, and saying, okay, this is what we are.
This is what
year.
We do.
And then next year, we'll supplement it.
Let me ask you this. What are the Texans? What is their identity?
They don't have an identity.
They have no identity.
This draft is what they would hope leads to that. There's no identity for them.
And I don't mind, and people say, well, don't do this so you find out about Davis Mills. Davis Mills might not be. That's right. Davis Mills might not be here. So you know what? The next quarterback needs help.
Yeah. You know
he needs good players.
You know what would be great? If you do go all offense for your next quarterback to look on his roster and go, hey, there's Icky and there's Chris Olave. I'm sure the next quarterback would appreciate it.
Yeah.
You don't have to. It's a long-term deal. I don't think you look at it as, well, Davis Mills not good enough, so why would you help him? No, you help whoever is the quarterback there, because even better if you have experience at the tackle position and wide receiver position, so your next quarterback goes, there's some guys who know how this league works and have proven they can play. Yeah, pick elite players, and if you want to go one side of the ball, great. I don't care.
I don't know. What do you think of Drake London?
I know a lot of people fall in love with big receivers. And sure, some of them are really good. Mike Evans is a big receiver who can run down the field. But the best receivers in the game are all in that 5'11 to 6'1 range. Like even in college, even the NFL. I know you have DK and you got...
I don't know. Watching Drake London, man, dude just dominated football games.
But look at the guys who have put up... If you're looking at your league leaders in receiving yards, it's all those guys and for the most part.
Well, you already got that in Brandon Cooks, one of the greats.
I know. Okay, you say so, John.
No.
Actually, he's smaller than that. He's not. No. Is he even 5'10"?
Yeah, no.
Probably measured there. I mean, not probably listed, but not measured. How big is Brandon Cooks?
If Jameson Williams didn't get hurt, of course, he might not be there at 13.
Yeah.
Probably wouldn't be there at 13 if he didn't get hurt. I'm just worried about the knee.
People are in love with big receivers, and I get it. You like thinking about it. But how big is Cooper Kupp? Justin Jefferson, Devontae Adams, Jamar Chase is considered a big receiver, but he's like 6'1".
Devontae Adams is a pretty big guy.
I think, isn't he about 6'1", 6'1 and a half? He's not a giant.
No. I mean, you got Allen Robinson. 6'1". You got bigger guys.
But look at the top five receiving yards leaders. Kupp, or top four at least. I can give more of the list. Kupp, Jefferson, Jamar Chase is on the list. These aren't giants.
No.
Jamar Chase is physical at the line. If you press him, he'll beat you up and get down the field. But he's not a 6'3 dude.
No, what they all share is they're fast.
And their ability to get open. Debo is a wider dude, but he's not a giant. He's like 5'11", 200, whatever. I don't think – I don't get the love affair with the giant receiver. Debo 6'215". All the greats currently in the game right now are all in that same range.
Brother Bear says Randy Moss, T.O., Megatron.
Back, yeah. If you can find a freak, is Drake London one of those? Is he
No.
No. Sure.
He's pretty good now.
Sure.
I don't know that I've seen a guy in college that's got the hands that he just catches everything with his hands and he goes out and gets it. Like D-Hop. You ain't winning one-on-ones with him. He's going to beat you one-on-one.
Well, I would say you draft, well, if you love Davis Mills or not, whatever. You draft people that fit your quarterback skill level in some way, shape, or form, even though we just talked about how you don't just cater to Davis Mills. I just think you look at the guys who are leading the league in that in yards and production, you have to get down to the 12th guy before you find a guy who's like over 6'1", Mike Williams. So currently how the league has gone so far is 5'11 to 6'1 gets it done for you as far as the good receivers.
Well,
in the game.
They're probably the fastest guys. That's why. 814 ESPN, 97.5 and 92.5. Let's rank the offseasons when we come back because we got a Dolphin fan here. We'll see where they rank in the offseasons next, right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
ESPN 97.5.
Making Moves is brought to you by LinkedIn Jobs.
The Pittsburgh Steelers had never traded up in the first round of the NFL draft until 2003, offering up their 27th, 92nd, and 200th pick to the Kansas City Chiefs for their 16th pick. With that 16th pick, the Steelers chose USC's Troy Polamalu, a decision that paid off for years. Polamalu was part of two Super Bowl victories, and in 2020, he was elected to the Pro Football Hall of Fame.
Making Moves is brought to you by LinkedIn Jobs.
Your team wouldn't waste time interviewing 30 linemen if they wanted to draft a cornerback, right? The same is true when you're looking for your next teammate. LinkedIn Jobs taps into a network of over 770 million professionals to find you the right people. LinkedIn Jobs helps you narrow down to the most qualified candidates so you can start hiring the right people faster. Go to LinkedIn.com/sports to post your job for free. That's LinkedIn.com/sports. LinkedIn.com/sports. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, this is Booker T, and you want to see two knockout artists. Tune in this Saturday as Errol Spence Jr. take on Udenis Ugas in a three-belt title unification match live on Showtime Pay-Per-View. Spence puts his undefeated record against Ugas, who's coming off the biggest win in his career over Manny Pacquiao. Don't miss all the action. Spence versus Ugas for the Unified Welterweight Championship this Saturday, April 16th at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 Pacific, live only on Pay-Per-View. Order now.
That dinner was delicious. What's next?
I'm thinking just the check.
Do you frequently have gas, bloating, diarrhea, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools after eating? One or more of these symptoms could be a sign of exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, and it may be time to talk to your doctor.
If you have EPI, Creon may be right for you. Creon, pancrelipase, is an oral prescription medication that treats EPI. Creon replaces enzymes you may be missing to help you break down food properly.
Creon may increase your chance of fibrosis and colonopathy, a rare bowel disorder. Do not chew capsules or contents as this may cause mouth irritation. Tell your doctor if you have unusual or severe stomach pain, bloating, trouble passing stool, nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, worsening of painful swollen joints, or allergic reactions. Other side effects may include changes in blood sugars, gas, dizziness, or sore throat and cough. These are not all the side effects of Creon.
Talk to your doctor about Creon, the number one prescribed EPI treatment, and visit GoCreon.com. That's GoCreon.com. Or call 1-800-633-9110.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, face the facts. You made a mistake. You made a bad purchase. A timeshare is not an investment. It's a money pit that continues forever. If you use your timeshare, that's great. But if you don't and you want to legally get out of your contract, call my friends right now at the Timeshare Exit Hotline. They're an experienced team of lawyers who help good people like you get out of a timeshare contract that they just don't want. Don't throw away your money on maintenance fees. Use it for things you really want. We can help you end your timeshare contract and stop the money drain immediately. If you're ready to move on with your timeshare, call our team right now.
Cancel your timeshare now with a free call. 800-858-6811. 800-858-6811. 800-858-6811. That's 800-858-6811.
Catch Sugarland Space Cowboys baseball all season long on ESPN 92.5. Head to slspacecowboys.com to keep up with all the action for the AAA affiliate of the Houston Astros.
Hey, soccer fans, Glenn Davis here. Thank you for supporting Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5, brought to you by our presenting sponsor, the Daspit Law Firm. Join me for the best in soccer talk or football talk every Tuesday at 7 Central.
listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show, The Bench with John Granato and Lance Erline on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
No Lance this morning. Delvin Cito is here with us at 713-780-3776. You're more than welcome to get in here. John, Dell, and RJ here, 713-780-3776. If you didn't hear, last night, our Space Cowboys lost to Round Rock, 4-2 was the final. Three more games. You got fireworks night tonight. Fireworks night tonight out at Constellation Field. And it was Thirsty Thursday yesterday, though.
I couldn't take advantage of it.
I couldn't take any. But next week I could, but they're in Tacoma, unfortunately. And then they're in Oklahoma City. They play six-game series against teams.
Huh, cut down on travel.
Yeah. It's a good way to go about it, except if you've got two back-to-back road trips, which they do, at Tacoma and at Oklahoma City. They're gone for 2 weeks. That's not easy. It looks like Mondays are their day off, and then they play. So it eases up a little bit, I think, and I think major league organizations are being a little bit better about them, beginning with their accommodations.
All it took was them being embarrassed publicly and nastily for years for it to happen.
Gosh, it was ugly what was happening to minor league players, but not anymore, apparently. So hopefully, and we know that they're taking care of our Space Cowboys, and you can hear it. Right here on ESPN 92.5, not 97.5. Ryan Wilson from CBS is going to join us. CBS Sports is going to join us in the next segment. Oh, he's not going to be here? What happened?
Said something came up.
Oh, something came up? Ryan Wilson. Why, he could be a jerk, Ryan Wilson.
Maybe something really serious came up.
Oh, maybe it did.
But yeah. Olivier Vernon's a drunk, and now Wilson's a jerk.
I didn't say that. I said there's a possibility that he's the guy that Dan Campbell was talking about.
You made it pretty clear you thought it was him.
I didn't make it clear. You don't know what my thought process.
I know I haven't been here for a while, but you know I can always go back in there and play things and find it. It's not that hard.
You don't know the equipment anymore. It's all new since you left.
Sure. You think I haven't been away that long.
All new equipment in there. Yep. So no Ryan Wilson in the next segment right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. And before we get into the off-seasons, the NFL off-seasons, I want to remind you that Damaris Barbecue is a great place to go and watch your games, get your Astros on, and get your barbecue on, get your wings on 18th Street. You can go and watch your games and really enjoy what I consider some of the best wings in the city. If you go get the Greek wings and some fries. Put a little ranch on there. What? That's right. You don't know about it.
I've heard you talk about it quite a bit.
Yeah. Does Yanni bring us any? No.
Well, considering what you say about Yanni, I'm not surprised.
Because he's stupid.
Well, there it is.
There you have it. So that's on him. So NFL off-seasons. Is it clear in a way that the Dolphins had the best off-season this NFL?
Well, you know the Chargers did pick up Khalil Mack and J.C. Jackson.
What about Davante Adams and Chandler Jones and the Raiders?
I think as far as teams who the Bengals also got players to help that offensive line. They haven't done much defensively, so we'll see if they think the playoff run was what they will always be, or do they think they need improvements on that side of the ball? But for the Dolphins, they did what they were tasked with as far as if you're looking at giant holes, this is what you need to do. You get a Connor Williams from the Cowboys to be one of your guards. Obviously, Teron Armstead to be your tackle. Health will be a concern there. Probably contributed to why he didn't get a monster deal in terms of what, you know, the guy here got. But they did what they had to do. Cedric Wilson, another receiver along with Tyreek Hill. I think that was a team where we talk about building around your quarterback and getting players that fit your quarterback skill set. They did that. Tua is a rhythm quarterback, throw guys open. He's not stick the ball in tight spots. He actually had more aggressive throws than Pat Mahomes. One of those advanced stats where they go tight window throws. He had more just because guys don't get open. So he had to try to fit balls in spots that he shouldn't have. They did what they needed to do. Guys who can create separation, allow him to drop back and throw guys open yards after the catch. That'll be the offense. We'll see how it works out for them. But they're one of the winners. I don't see how you can think otherwise. They kept their defensive guys for the most part, which played well down the stretch.
Better receiver, Tyreek Hill or Davante Adams?
I think Tyreek Hill, as far as what he does for others, is better, but the actual player is Davante Adams.
Yeah.
Tyreek Hill creates space for everyone. Davante Adams is just a freak, a dude.
I'm of the opinion that Pat Mahomes is going to suffer for it.
You know, it's funny. All the talk was about, how is Tyreek Hill going to do with a guy who doesn't have a strong arm? When last year was his, I think his, when actually, I looked at the stats. He played with Alex Smith. And Alex Smith, with him, he had his second highest yards per reception year in his entire career with Alex Smith. So Tyreek Hill will be fine.
Who didn't throw the ball down the field.
Exactly.
Well, and Tua doesn't throw the ball down the field.
Yeah.
You're right. He's not going to have to throw into tight windows because Tyreek Hill is going to be running free.
Yeah. So I think.
Whether or not he can hit him on the run is another story.
Yeah. Protection's an issue. The Dolphins couldn't protect. He'll get that opportunity this year. So as long as he's protected, I think it'll be okay, but we'll see how that works out. But I think you're right. I think people are underestimating what Tyreek Hill were doing. They're like, oh, they got Valdez Scantling and Juju Smith-Schuster. They don't create the type of it's an NBA term. They talk about gravity, what a shooter does for everyone.
Yeah.
He doesn't do that. I think Valdez Scantling and Juju don't do that for the Chiefs.
I think Kelce is going to suffer as well. I do. I think that they're not. Listen, Pat Mahomes came down to earth a little bit last year. I know his numbers were great at the end of the year, but he had a run there where it was like, wow, and the Chiefs were not considered to be one of the best. The Chiefs were just an average team for a while last year.
Yeah, and they turned it on late.
And then you lose Tyreek Hill, that's a big deal.
Yeah, Tyreek Hill was a great player before Pat Mahomes got there. So it's like people forget that there are stats to look up. What will he be like without a great quarterback? He played with Alex Smith. He was great.
Yeah.
He was a big-time player years ago now, but he was fine. So I agree. I think the Chiefs will have to adjust. They're not the scary team that they were. Pat Mahomes will always be a guy you're going to fear. But as far as their weapons, what has Juju done in the last 2 to 3 years that people should be freaking out about?
I could see 6 losses this year for the Chiefs.
Yeah, that still means 11-6. Then you're probably fighting for one of the last wild card spots.
Yeah.
Who did you have winning the division?
I got the Raiders.
You like them?
I like the Raiders. They made the playoffs last year, and they're ready to. I really do. I like the Raiders this year.
Yeah.
I think they'll take a stand. Now, they got to be much better defensively.
Yeah, I wonder how the Chiefs will have picks, so we'll see how they help themselves. But their defense lost Tyrann Mathieu, so that's somebody they have to replace. They did get Justin Reed, so we'll see if it's a like for like, or maybe there's a step up. Who knows? But at some point, the Chiefs will take a step down. And I think it's probably this year. I don't know how big it will be, but, you know, they probably won't be the team everyone's looking at as saying that's a clear favorite.
Yeah.
Maybe it's Buffalo now.
Oh, I think Buffalo is a clear favorite anyway, right? Let's get Andy in here before we take a break. Hey, Andy.
Hey, guys. Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good.
Hey, we're talking about number 3, and if they don't move back with the Texans, the reason I like Ekwonu better than Neal, it's just because of the size. I believe the tack, with the edge rushers getting smaller these days in the 3-4 and the 4-3, I just don't believe 6'6", 6'7", 325, 330-pound tackles have enough speed to block them. And that's why I like Ekwonu. He's 6'4", 310, 315. He's played guard. He started at tackle. He's played guard. I'd rather see him on the edge than Neal being so big. What do you guys think?
I don't think that's outrageous at all. I think a lot of people have Icky ahead of Neal. I think that the versatility as well. I think Neal can move down though 1 year, but he'll be an NFL tackle. But no, I think a lot of people are projecting Icky to be better than Evan Neal, and should be the number one. Maybe even the number one overall player taken in this draft. We've seen that. And it wouldn't surprise me at all if the Jags or the Texans, if Icky is the number one offensive lineman taken.
We know the Jags, where they franchise Robinson. I've seen Edge for them and Walker as a guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which is one of the, I won't call it weird, but I didn't see it. Like, when did this? I know I've heard Lance talk about it. When did this start with Walker being the jump to the combine. Top of the list, number one.
Combine.
Well, that should be comforting everyone. The combine is what did it.
Well, yeah, and his tape was good. It wasn't.
It wasn't
spectacular. No.
Yeah.
Aiden Hutchinson. If it's going to be Aiden Hutchinson,
you would think.
You would think, but his apparently he's got a little tiny velociraptor arms.
Well, if he's got little arms, he can't play.
Well, there's nothing you can do.
What are you going to do about it?
Yeah, because he couldn't play at all at Michigan. He wasn't very good.
Nah, he wasn't beating up on Big Ten tackles.
Right.
That's all. Little arms.
No, little baby arms. Just like Kenny Pickett can't throw because he's got little baby hands. 713-780-3776. No, Andy, we're with you on that one. That wouldn't surprise me at all if Icky was the first tackle taken. 713-780-3776. Come hang with us.
ESPN 97.5.
Welcome to Allstate, where we bring it all together. And bundling your home and auto is good, right? And it saves you up to 25%. It all comes together. Allstate. Here, better protection costs a whole lot less. You're in good hands with Allstate. Click, call, or visit allstate.com to save today.
Bundled savings discounts will vary by state. Saving up to 25% is a countrywide average of savings off the home policy. Combining the multiple policy discount for having auto insurance with Allstate and the welcome discount savings at enrollment.
Get in zone. AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. Dashboard light problems? We can help. Our free Fix Finder service can read your check engine light, ABS light, and service indicator light, and give you possible solutions, verified by licensed technicians. You'll even get detailed results sent straight to your email so you have them when you need it most. It's the most complete free warning light report backed by technician-verified fixes. The free Fix Finder service, only at AutoZone.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
More details at AutoZone.com.
Do you love vodka or gin? Then I have something new and exceptional to tell you about. Gentle Bend Spirits, made right here in Texas. Hi, it's Jeremy Branham. Gentle Bend uses Percedo state-of-the-art craft technology to purify and enhance the taste of their vodka and gin. You'll taste the difference just like I did. Try Gentle Bend Vodka or Gin in your next cocktail. Look for Gentle Bend Vodka or Gin at Total Wine, Specs, and many other local retailers in the area. Learn more at gentlebend.com.
There's pretty good barbecue in Texas, but there's damn good barbecue in Cypress. That's at Cypress Trail Hideout, home of Papa Charlie's Barbecue. Award-winning craft barbecue served all day, every day, until they run out. It's a fact, barbecue pairs well with beer and cocktails. They've got 24 craft drafts, a full bar, and frozen cocktails. Live music on Fridays and Saturdays, and a spacious outdoor patio to enjoy it all. Cypress Trail Hideout, home of Papa Charlie's Barbecue on Hempstead, near Spring Cypress. CypressTrailHideout.com.
By texting 64,000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Rhythm Energy. Message and data rates may apply. Text stop to cancel. Terms apply. Available at rhythm.com/terms. Copyright Rhythm 2022 PUCT number 10279.
Electricity company. Electricity company. Electricity company. Electricity company. Ever notice the more someone mentions something, the harder it becomes to ignore? Well, when's the last time you thought about your electricity company? Your rate, for example. Have you checked it lately? Are you paying more than you should? Did you actually renew your contract, or did they just put you on a variable rate plan so they can charge you more? Whew. Now that you're thinking about your electricity company and what you're paying, you should think about Rhythm Energy. We offer fixed-rate plans, we never hide fees, and we always give new and renewing customers access to the same great rates. Our customers could save thousands over the long term on their energy plans. And right now, get $50 in electricity bill credits with Rhythm Energy when you text SAVE to 64,000. Get $50 in electricity bill credits when you text SAVE to 64,000. That's SAVE to 64,000.
Do you like taking your car to a shop for maintenance or repairs?
Oh, are you kidding?
Exactly. That's why people all over Houston are using RepairSmith. RepairSmith will do all your car maintenance or repair in your driveway, safely, with no contact.
RepairSmith works on my car at home?
Anything your car needs. Oil change, battery replacement, or brakes, you name it. From regular maintenance to major repairs, RepairSmith will do it all at your home.
What kind of cars?
All of them. RepairSmith has specialists for every make, year, and model of car. Foreign or domestic.
Expensive?
No. You'll pay the same you would at a local shop. And you even get a guaranteed quote before you book. No surprises.
Life just got a whole lot easier.
To get a free quote, plus $25 off your repair, and to schedule at-home car repairs, go to RepairSmith.com and enter code QUOTE. That's RepairSmith.com code QUOTE. RepairSmith.com code QUOTE.
We'll be right back.
the godfather of Houston sports radio, the preeminent NFL draft analyst. You found The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. You a little worried about this series this weekend against the Mariners?
Am I worried about game 7, 8, 9 in a regular season?
Is that what this is one of the biggest series in baseball history. Okay.
Can you give us your reasoning for that?
Seattle is a team on the come.
Okay.
Okay. Good young players. They picked up three really good free agents this offseason. They were right on the heels last year. I mean, this is, and here we go. Astros 4-2 heading into the Mariners, and you've got Odorizzi on the mound tonight. You feel good about that? No. You don't feel great about that. Mariners are coming in here at 3-4, one of the powers in the American League.
Under 500, one of the powers.
Mm-hmm. Odorizzi against Gonzalez, Verlander, Flexen, Urquidy, Brash.
Are you?
I like the Astros in this.
Considering how big the games are you going all three?
It's at Seattle. So
it's the one that, but you traveled to big games before.
I'm not going to that liberal city.
But you've traveled to big Astro games before. So why wouldn't you travel to these?
Because I just forget about it. I'm not going to
Seattle. One of the biggest games, biggest series in history.
At any point, Antifa could come up and just ruin your whole day.
Sure, you would be one of the targets. Sure, they'd be targeting you. No,
I don't
specifically.
I don't think I would be.
Stop rubbing your. They don't care about that.
Yeah. So at Seattle for these three games, then finally the home opener on Monday.
Finally.
And so you play the Angels again for three games. After that, you go on a stretch of 33 games in 34 days. And the thought is you're going to go to a 6-man rotation. Right now, you're actually getting way too much time off. So Odorizzi goes tonight after a day off here yesterday. Odorizzi hasn't pitched since last Friday. He's had 6 days off. So, I mean, I know that you're saving arms and everything else, and I know they do bullpens and they're throwing and everything else, but it's not the same. Fromber couldn't get a hold of his command this last outing. And it might be part of it might have been that you just are taking too much time in between starts and you don't have your command of your pitches. Now, you're going to get it, but it looks like they're going to go to a 6-man rotation during this 33 games in 34 days deal, and you're going to have 5 days in between starts.
6 games in, what are your, if you can even draw any conclusions, you can't. I know it's baseball. You don't know anything until the season's over. Right. That's how baseball judges themselves.
That's how baseball is.
Have you been surprised or disappointed by anything so far?
Well, you know, the offense has been so up and down, and yet it's one of the best in baseball. It's, I think, second in homers. It's slugging percentage and everything else. And yet you look at the scores, and you put up a two spot. You put up 2, 4, 0, 13, and 3. I mean, you had the one big outburst, but that was about it. In the first two games, your 8 homers was like one of the greatest 2-game starts in Major League Baseball history. But 6 of them came in one game. So it has been – listen, the pitching has been really, really good. It's been really good. Fromber's outing, he threw 3 innings, 75 pitches. And we see – I don't know. We're seeing a lot of lack of command, and part of it may be Buck Showalter is really, really concerned about the grip. The ball is getting away from guys, and especially the Mets hitters are getting hit. I don't know what it is, but do you see them Nationals Mets series with all the guys getting hit in the face?
I saw the scuffle, if you want to call it.
Scuffle. I saw some of that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and rightfully so. When balls are coming up around the head area, now is it the grip? And it could well be. Look at Gerrit Cole since the Spider Tech stuff. He's not the same guy. He's not even close to the same.
Doesn't
guy.
It warm your heart?
Yeah, Adam, I don't mind that.
Yeah, you don't.
I don't mind that at all. if he was still here and they gave him the big contract?
You'd be freaking out. Yeah, and it's Garrett Cole's, I'm sure Lance keeps track because that's one of his things. First start.
Bitter. He's petty like that.
Definitely. 4 innings, 3 runs in his first start, second start, 5 2/3, 3 runs, 4 hits. So, yeah, he's been pretty damn average this year.
Yeah, and he's been, ever since the Spider Attack stuff, he's been very average. Is there any chance, you look at Garrett Cole now, and little did Jim Crane know that Spider Attack was going to be a big deal. He didn't. He may have, I don't know. He may have known, or then again, maybe he didn't. But not paying Garrett Cole? Last year, did it pay off as much as George Springer missed? Did it pay off not paying George Springer?
As much as the conversation is about how cheap, I put it in quotes, he is, and by he I mean Jim Crane, his decisions have so far worked out in his favor.
Do you know how much he's paying Jeremy Pena as opposed to Carlos Correa?
Go give me the difference.
1/50th. So $700,000 to $35 million.
So it's more like what your actual pest control bill is as opposed to what you decide to pay for it. Yes.
1/50th of what he's paying. And let me ask you this. Is Jeremy Pena 1/50th of the player that Carlos Correa is?
Is he 1/50th the leader that Carlos Correa is?
Well,
isn't that important?
What is the deal with the leader thing? I mean,
everyone loves the
Joel
leader, Josh.
And Jeremy are so...
That's their thing, right?
A leader. Oh, my God, leadership.
What about the mound visits?
Yeah. Oh, my God. Like, there are no leaders in sports.
But not...
Carlos Correa was
one of the greatest leaders
clubhouse.
Of all time. He was one of the greatest leaders of all time. Just not $30+ million worth.
No, 35. I agreed with Crane in this one. I'm not paying him over 10 years, 30+ million.
Maybe if Carlos was here, Fromber would have thrown 60 pitches as opposed to 75 in 3 innings.
Maybe.
He would have got out there and say, hey, what the hell? Throw strikes.
Maybe.
And then he would
Jeremy Pena's sitting there like a little mouse.
Afraid to talk to Fromber.
Probably can't even understand Spanish or something. Considering
they
barely speak English
and they can speak fluent Spanish. I think you've missed on that one.
Maybe I missed on that one. Let's get Lazy J in here. What up, Lazy J?
Hey, good morning, fellas. How y'all doing?
Good.
Dale, what's going on? Assalamu alaikum, Dale.
I'm not Muslim.
Oh, my bad. You were working on Good Friday. I thought you were.
No.
Hey, bud.
John's working on Good Friday. You think he's Muslim?
Yeah, but John's an atheist. He's always using the name in vain.
He's not atheist. What are you talking about? He's religious as they come. He stops drinking during Lent because he's so religious.
Yeah, dude, you got that all. You don't know nothing about nothing. You call yourself black, too.
He's wrong about that, too.
Yeah.
I appreciate it. Now, I had a quick question about soccer. I know it's not Glenn Davis talk, and I know Dell is a soccer enthusiast, so I had a couple questions for him. What you think about maybe Real? I don't see them losing to Man City, and maybe Real and Liverpool would be a good finals. And what you think about Modric and Benzema, man? Like, those dudes are old, man. They should really be in the MLS, and they're out here just balling right now.
Yeah, if you missed it, because why would you have seen it? I'm not talking to you, Lazy J. A lot of people didn't see it. Like Chelsea... No, Christian Pulisic's team. They played Real in a really good game during Champions League. In fact, they were 10 minutes away.
I was watching that game.
Oh, Yolk. Yeah, they were about 15 minutes away from advancing, playing in Madrid. And then Real scored a goal, took it to extra time, and they won. I like Real in Europe over really almost everyone. And Man City, you know, they're pretty much a semi. They made the final last year and lost to Chelsea, I believe. I'll take Real in that one. And I know... he mentioned Modric and Benzema. Yeah, I don't know if they should be playing in the MLS, but I'm not sure. Their age would make you think they shouldn't be big contributors to a team as good as Real is, at least in the Champions League. Still getting it done. Benzema was awesome. It was a good one. I watched it. Was it Tuesday? I watched that one. It was a good match. I like Real against Man City. I don't really trust Man City in the situation, but we'll see. I mean.
Where is Everton in the tournament?
Everton has never made a Champions League. Everton might be switching.
Everton is going to be...
They might get relegated. They did beat Man U, which was a surprise. on the ninth. They so that kind of saved them. But they the previous game they or match they lost to one of the worst teams in the division, which people thought, oh, you lost to Burnley, which Burnley's only 1 point behind you. You're going to drop, but they did beat Man City, so that's good for them. I tweeted Lance, or texted Lance. He wasn't happy because you guys are talking about soccer, and I go, you can't take any information from a Everton fan. They suck. he texted me back. He wasn't thrilled. But Everton blows.
Did he say something ugly?
He said, F you, Wiggum. I think he meant Fulham because that's the name of my team. They're going to advance. They're going to – in fact, they may switch spots because Fulham's in the lower division, and they're going to, in all likelihood, get elevated to the Premier League. I hope they pass each other in the ladder. One team goes down, the other team goes up. That's a real possibility right now, that his team could be in the lower division.
If we had relegation in the what?
The Texans will be playing in the USFL.
No, but that eliminates tanking, doesn't it?
Yeah, because the money involved in playing in a lower league as opposed to the top league, they're just not enough teams. Like, you're going to send the Rockets to get replaced by the Rio Grande Vipers?
Yeah.
You're going to do that? Their affiliate replaces them?
Well, or you have fewer NBA teams.
You'd have fewer NBA teams.
24 teams, and then you got relegation?
Good luck.
No, that. I know. Yeah.
But it would be fun.
Be awesome.
I mean, the Kings.
There goes tanking.
I mean, the Kings would always be.
Now, you know what? And we could talk about it on the other side, but I kind of got a preview of the philosophy of what the Rockets are going to do. And we could talk about that, actually, on the other side, right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
This is Jose Altuve, and you're listening to Jung and Lance on ESPN 97.5. Brought to you by Gulf Coast Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC.
I'm Keyshawn Johnson, and I officially approve this message.
In growing companies, there are two kinds of CFOs. The one overwhelmed with manual processes, errors, and lack of control of the numbers, and the one who uses NetSuite by Oracle, the number one cloud financial system. With visibility and control of financials, inventory, HR, planning, and budgeting, NetSuite is everything you need to grow, all in one place. The CFOs that get it, get it. The CFOs that don't, don't. Head to netsuite.com/KJM for a special one-of-a-kind financing offer. netsuite.com/KJM.
FanDuel Sportsbook NBA Same Game Parlays give you the chance to turn a little bet into a big payday. Choose any NBA game and combine multiple bets into one wager for bigger wins. Download the FanDuel Sportsbook app and sign up using promo code PLAY to bet the NBA today. That's promo code PLAY exclusively on FanDuel Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA.
21 plus and present in Arizona, Colorado, Connecticut, Iowa, Illinois, Indiana, Louisiana, permitted parishes only, Michigan, New Jersey, New York, Pennsylvania, Tennessee, Virginia, Wyoming, or West Virginia. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable site credit that expires 14 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See full terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit fanduel.com/RG in Colorado, Iowa, Michigan, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, Illinois, and Virginia. 1-800-NEXT-STEP or text NEXTSTEP to 53342 in Arizona. 1-888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org/chat in Connecticut. 1-800-9-WITH-IT in Indiana. 1-877-770-STOP in Louisiana. 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369 in New York. Tennessee Red Line 1-800-889-9789. 1-800-522-4700 in Wyoming or visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net in West Virginia.
Hey, guys, if you've got chronic joint pain and you're not having success with steroids and you're trying to avoid surgery, make sure you see my friends over at QC Kinetics. They are the medical professionals, and I'm talking about new therapies. They're advanced, all-natural, regenerative treatments that not only give you relief but also can restore and repair damaged tissue for long-lasting relief. If you've got joint pain due to arthritis, knee pain, hip pain, shoulder pain, don't just think that the old ways of dealing with this pain are what you need to go for and that they're the only ways. You need to learn more about these new biological therapy solutions. Call today and set up your free consultation at 713-913-5285. How would you like to get long-lasting relief without having shots and without having surgery? Restoring the tissue and regenerative therapies are available through QC Kinetics. Call now and learn more about these restorative, regenerative, revolutionary alternatives. 713-913-5285.
It's hard to miss the new eye-catching digital billboard on wheels cruising around town. That's Running Boards Marketing. Running Boards Marketing is perfect for your birthday party, graduation, or other community events. Stream movies, live events, and even play the latest video games on a giant screen. Call 713-898-7839. That's 713-898-7839. And visit rbmwesthouston.com. rbmwesthouston.com.
The IRS finally caught up with Louie.
I hadn't paid my taxes in 8 years. I owed the IRS a lot of money.
Louie was in deep trouble.
We're going to take your house, put a lien on your bank account, garnish your pay. They don't care. They're going to take your paycheck.
Louie found out about Optima Tax Relief, the leading tax resolution firm. A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, they've resolved over $1 billion for their clients.
Optima Tax, they help me. They calm me down. They made me feel comfortable, and I trust them.
Louie has a lot to be thankful for.
I don't owe the IRS anymore, and I'm able to live a comfortable life, a lot better life. It was because of Optima Tax.
For tax help you can trust, call Optima now for a free consultation. Take it from Louie.
If you owe the IRS, don't go it alone. Give Optima Tax a call. They can help you.
Call 800-845-8122. 800-845-8122. 800-845-8122.
Optima Tax Relief.
Testimonial from an actual client. Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Hey, everybody. John Granato here for Absolute Marble and Granite. You got to get it done, people. You can't have a home for 10, 15, 20 years without upgrading. Jeff Aronoff can do it all. You need that kitchen redone. You need that bathroom redone. You need that outdoor patio. Got to be a big job, but Jeff Aronoff can get this job done for you. You have to upgrade. Make that home or business much better. Give him a call. Let him start. 713-880-2822. Absolute Marble and Granite.
The Kings are on the air. This is The Bench with John Granato and Lance Erline on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
Dan Duquette going to join us here at the top of the hour. Former general manager with the Brewers, Expos, Red Sox, and Orioles. So he will be here, and he's in the Red Sox Hall of Fame. Two-time Executive of the Year, Sporting News Executive of the Year. Did a hell of a job with the Red Sox and actually did some good things with the Orioles. Got them to winning again. And so he'll be joining us to talk baseball on the other side right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. We started to talk a little bit about, listen, I got to spend a little time with Tillman last week, and I, you know, asked him about all these draft picks. And certainly they're going to use this top pick, and they are going to get a pretty good player. We'll see who it is. Hopefully they're not fifth or fourth. Because this is for what the Rockets need, it's a three man draft, right? They need Smith or Holmgren or Paolo. They need one of those guys because they don't need Ivy, and I don't know that Keegan Murray, I don't know that Mathurin, I don't know that any of those other guys. We'll see. Maybe Mathurin will be the best guy. I don't know. You never know who's going to be the best guy in the draft.
I would love a wing. Like you have your.
You'd rather have a wing than a big.
Honestly, I'm not saying that the wings available are worthy of the pick the Rockets would have, but if I had my choice, if you gave me wing or big man, even talent, I would love a wing, particularly a two-way wing, a guy who you know.
Well, you need somebody that actually can play defense.
Yeah. Like if there was a Scotty Barnes available in this draft, I'd take him over a Bancaro.
Really? Over a Jabari Smith?
Yeah. I mean, Javari Smith, I didn't see him play a lot. I saw him play once against Miami, and he stunk. So I'm not gonna use that as a reason not to take him. But I would just love a two-way wing who you know, even if the shot isn't there immediately, even if he's not, because you have guys who can go get buckets, but you can throw him out there and he can go defend, but you know he has the offensive skill that'll come later. But I don't know if one of those exists.
I think Javari can play inside and out. I like him. Holmgren is, I don't know. I'm just worried about Holmgren. I'm not sure about him. Paolo, I think, is going to grow. When he grows into that body, holy crap, he's going to be a beast. He is going to be a beast. And I don't mind any of the guys, if you want to know the truth.
You just like him because he's one of your people.
He's not one of my.
He's an Italian-American.
Well, he's great in that way. Mm-hmm. But I would take Jabari Smith first.
I feel like the potential of what he can be makes me more excited than the other guys. I watch a lot of Paolo Bancaro being an ACC basketball fan. He's a good player. But if I'm talking about,
I thought he was much better down the stretch and into the into
yeah,
the
that entire team was. They found themselves late in the year outside of
playing North Carolina. He was pedestrian for a while.
I mean, when they weren't playing North Carolina late in the year, they were really good. But I would like Jabari Smith if I'm talking about the stretch four who can handle a little bit, can play some defense and play inside. That's probably who I would go with if that wing player wasn't there, which isn't. I don't believe there is a guy who matches his skill level that is a wing in this draft, at least not at the top spot.
No. Here's the deal, too. After this draft pick, I wouldn't be surprised. Now, boy, the Nets are really being accommodating. Now, they may make a long, nice run here into the postseason, but they've been accommodating in that already you're looking at, wow, they're the seven seed. That's really nice of them, considering you thought, well, we're going to have to wait a little while until you're going to get a good draft pick out of the Nets.
So the draft is about how you entered the playoffs. It doesn't matter where you finish, right? So as long as the Nets entered as a seven seed, that's their spot.
I guess so.
Yeah.
I'm not sure, though. If they win the NBA championship, are they going to be the seven?
Yeah, see, I don't know how
it works. I don't know how that works either. Regardless, they've been it would be nice if they are eliminated right away so that there's no confusion there or whatever. You want the Nets to lose. But I could certainly see this organization packaging up picks now to start to get good players.
I know you have talked about what they can be next year. I don't see them becoming good unless that happens. Like the model, if the perfect model for them, I guess, would be if you could draft multiple all-stars and they come together and you don't have to give up picks. You can use picks to squirrel away or whatever. But for them to get good quicker than maybe the path they're currently on is to trade a young player not named Jalen Green, multiple picks and whatever contracts you need to go get a star who wants to leave a team.
Well, yeah. Listen, after you're done with this, whether it's John Wall, $47 million, or you trade for Russell Westbrook and get rid of that $47 million, whatever the case may be, when you're out of this after next year, boy, the skies are going to open up. And giving up, you know, draft picks aren't worth nearly what they are in the NFL, in the NBA. They're just not. But when you can package up something, and oh, by the way, it doesn't take long. If you can get a really good player, if Jalen Green and Jabari Smith or Holmgren or Apollo or whatever, and along with KPJ or, you know, and Jayshon, whatever the case, the combination is, you add a really good veteran scorer / bigger guy, whatever the case may be, whatever it is that you're looking for in that player, as opposed to just keep on drafting young guys, it's not the way that's going to go. I think you get this guy right here that you're going to pick up in this draft, and then you use your draft capital to go and find a really big name to put with these guys.
We have to go, but I brought up Cat for a reason. I didn't get to the full point of it, but Karl-Anthony Towns is a all-star, really good player, and whether you blame the organization or not, they've done next to nothing with a great player on the roster, and they didn't make the playoffs until they acquired a veteran good player named Jimmy Butler. And you want to be the Kings who get to draft and draft and draft, and sometimes they hit, sometimes they don't, and have seen no success? The quickest way is, I know the dream is to pack all these guys together and watch the young talent grow, but you know how the Warriors did that because they drafted like almost three Hall of Famers in a row, like Draymond, Clay, and Steph. I don't know if you're going to have that type of hit rate. You know, Oklahoma City did it too.
Yep.
So the easiest path is to draft your great one, maybe two, and package the rest.
Well, the good news is you think that Jalen Green you hit. That's the good news.
Yes.
At the very least, you hit that.
At the very least.
8:58, Dan Duquette's going to join us on the other side talking to baseball with the former general manager right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Don't go anywhere.
ESPN 97.5.
Hey guys, Joel Blank here. You know, I love going to Frankie's Italian Kitchen, and I'm here with their owner, Chris Smith, to talk about how I can possibly beat the experience I've already had.
Joel, how about bigger and better? Thanks to our great customers, we have outgrown.